This technology may be huge in terms of its implications.
Dr. Charles Strom is talking about the medical procedure performed at his hospital in Chicago. To try to save the life of a six-year-old girl with a rare blood disease, doctors had to perform a bone marrow stem cell transplant. They formed several embryos with eggs and sperm from the girl's parents and picked one with a tissue type that matches hers. That embryo was implanted, and the mother recently had a baby boy. He served as the donor. His sister received the transplanted stem cells last week. And Strom says this was done only to save a life, not to create a so-called designer baby.
The only things we're looking for is disease. Disease and HLA type. Luckily, other things that people talk about, like intelligence or blue eyes or things like that, are not things that we are capable of testing for, nor would we do so if we were asked to.
Strom says it may be another week before it's known if this procedure worked in curing Molly Nash of a genetic blood disease that would probably be fatal within a year. One new poll shows only 4 in 10 people surveyed say they're likely to tune in to tomorrow night's presidential debate, even though the race is still a dead heat, according to other polls, including one for ABC News and the Washington Post.
The two candidates are in lockstep on the brink of their first debate, with an edge to Al Gore on the issues, but to George W. Bush on the broader question of the role of government in society. The election looks like a classic battle between these concerns, preference for smaller government on one hand versus support for popular programs on the other.
ABC's Gary Langer. A 3-judge federal appeals panel in San Francisco could rule at any time on the case involving the internet music site Napster. The recording industry wants it shut down, claiming copyright infringement. You're listening to ABC News.
You have gymnastics today at school?
These are the sounds of an actual family actually having dinner at their actual dinner table. It's not a special occasion. No, their TV isn't broken. They're just having a meal we're slowing down for. Boston Market. It's food made slowly to be enjoyed slowly. Like the Market Feast for just $12.99. That's a whole rotisserie chicken, 4 regular sides, 3 cornbread, and a whole apple pie, all for just $12.99 plus tax. Okay. Boston Market. Slow down. Price, product, and participation may vary.
Go where you've never gone before.
Inside the CIA.
Fly high.
Up in an F-18 fighter. On a circus high wire.
Lie low.
The Secret Service.
You're going to earn the right to say...
Been there, done that.
Behind closed doors with Joan London. Go inside the places you never thought you'd go. Only on A&E.
You with me?
This Wednesday, Joan shadows the White House Secret Service and kicks up her heels on the Vegas Strip at 9, 8 Central.
3 minutes now after 9 o'clock. I'm Kelly Guest. I've got a look at our local news. Former Green Bay Packer Mark Shimura was back in court today on charges of sexual assault and child enticement. A judge in Waukesha County, Wisconsin, refused to dismiss those charges or try the count separately. Still to be decided is a defense motion for change of venue. The judge could decide later this month whether to move that trial or select a jury elsewhere. Quest Communication promised better service and 50 new jobs to Minnesota today. Quest says it chose Minneapolis over sites in 4 other states as a new national operations base for its internet and data services. The company plans to add 150 more technicians in the Twin Cities and 180 customer service representatives in the next few months. Quest is the new name for U.S. West Communications, by the way. And it's been an exhaustive, tedious, and enormous job, and they're almost done. A fire in mid-September caused about $2 million damage worth to the Bush Memorial Library at Hamline University. Crews have been cleaning each of the 277,000 books one by one with a vacuum. They just finished that task. New carpet and some other maintenance comes next. Portions of the library will open by the end of this month. By the way, not one book was lost in that fire. And the Channel 5 Weather Center says, look for some clouds tonight, 45 for the low. We start out cloudy in the morning, but it looks like a sunny day with a high in the mid-60s. We do have a chance of rain coming up on Wednesday, but right now it's 58 here in the Twin Cities. I'm Kelly Guest for AM 1500 KSTP.
You're a metal fabricator skilled in every aspect of the word. You know how to punch and shear metal, how to burn, saw, roll, form, weld, grind, and assemble it. It's Friday, payday. You open your paycheck, stare at it for a few seconds, and begin to weep softly. The weeping turns to crying. And within a few minutes, you openly begin to wail out of despair. How do you get out of this nightmarish situation?
I don't know.
Call and apply at Wymore Engineering on Highway 694 in Shoreview today. Right now, Wymore Engineering is hiring welders, press brake operators, and punch operators. Wymore Engineering, an equal opportunity employer, offers great wages in health, dental, short and long-term disability, flex time, profit sharing, and 401k, and up to $18 an hour, plus dollar differential for second shift. For immediate consideration, stop your crying and call Wymore Engineering, 651-482-0380, 651-482-0380. Again, 651-482-0380.
A long flight can be the perfect opportunity to do things you might not have time for on the ground. And Northwest Airlines' new World Business Class offers all the comfort and space you need to take advantage of it. This fall, we'll begin introducing new service with 55% more legroom and 150-degree recline on our seats, a digital audio system, meal service that defies airline standards, and refinements in our lounge facilities around the world. All so you can experience a true rarity in business today. Moments of uninterrupted comfort to call your own. Of course, the rigors of the business world haven't changed, but once you experience our new World Business Class, the way you feel about long-distance travel might. For reservations, visit NWA.com, call your travel agent, or call us at 1-800-447-4747. Northwest Airlines World Business Class. We're clearing the way for something new.
I'm Edward James Olmos. We all want to rent or own a home of our dreams. But thousands of families in America are unfairly denied that dream every year. Why? Because of skin color, nationality, a disability, or even the size of their family. It may be in your face or subtle, but it's still housing discrimination. And it's illegal. Get the facts. Learn your rights. Call HUD at 1-800-669-9777. HUD is on your side.